In Haiti, search and rescue efforts continue, but it's been 3 days now since the earthquake struck, and hopes of finding survivors are dwindling. For the last 2 days, the Icelandic urban search and rescue team has been hunting for signs of life in the rubble of Port-au-Prince. I spoke earlier today with team leader Gísli Ólafsson. With so many buildings in ruins, I asked him how his team decides where to start.
You try to focus on buildings where you have a lot of people potentially being in there, and that there is reports of voices coming out from underneath the rubble. Buildings like schools, hospitals, supermarkets, and government buildings where you have a lot of people working.
And yesterday you did have some success at a supermarket that had collapsed. Tell us about
that. Yes, yes. We spent most of yesterday working at a supermarket called the Caribbean Supermarket. And we were quite lucky and happy that we managed to get three women out of there alive. The first two we managed to get out within about an hour of getting there. The third one took quite a lot longer since she was buried way in the middle of the building, which was a four-story building that had totally collapsed. Luckily for her, she had been in a space that for some miracle managed to not crush together, but to keep what we call a void, which is the areas that we are mainly trying to look in because that's where survivors are.
It seems that there are very few teams right now on the ground doing what you're doing. And I wonder if the window has passed, really, where search and rescue teams can make a difference if they were to arrive now or in the next couple of days.
Well, during the first day, you know, we only had like four teams that were in operation. But last night and yesterday afternoon and this morning, we've had quite a number of teams show up. So we have about 18 to 20 teams now that are actually working. We often talk about, you know, the initial few 72 hours or so that are the crucial. What really makes a difference is how the buildings are collapsing. So we talk about very often what we call a pancake collapse, which is where the floors simply line up like pancakes. And in that kind of a collapse, there is very little a possibility of finding anybody alive. But if it's collapsing in such a way that there are voids, then that time can be extended a few more days, and then it's more a question of how long do you survive without food and water.
There must be a difficult calculus that you have to use when you decide it's time to leave, that there's no more work, no more function you can provide.
Yes, I mean, it's always hard, and when we will make a decision to stop searching, which we certainly have not started talking about down here, it is a very difficult decision to make. But we do that with all the other teams that are here, so it is based on a lot of experience from a lot of people who've gone to a lot of places like this in the past, and when they believe that there is no more chance. That's unfortunately most often true.
Well, Mr. Ólafsson, thanks for making the time to talk with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Gísli Ólafsson. He's a team leader with the Icelandic Urban Search and Rescue in Port-au-Prince.